Pope John Paul is in the third day of a controversial five-day trip to Ukraine. Orthodox Christianity, not Catholicism, is the dominant religion in Ukraine. The Pope's visit has sparked protests from a large faction of the Orthodox who maintain close connections with Moscow. The Pope has attempted to mend those troubled relations with little success. He has been able to focus attention on the many Ukrainians who were the victims of both Nazi and Stalinist terror. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kiev.
The Pope has held two outdoor masses in Kiev, this one with singers and orchestra and chorus in the Latin ritual for Ukraine's Roman Catholics, and the second in what resembles Orthodox ritual for Ite's more numerous Greek or Eastern Rite Catholics. The turnout has been small. Where the Vatican was hoping for hundreds of thousands, those who came to the grassy field outside Kiev numbered only in the low tens of thousands. Many have been discouraged by the rainy and windy weather and by the huge presence of police who have closed the city to virtually all traffic and required worshippers to go by foot for miles to the site of the Pope's masses. The Pope has labored hard to make a connection with Ukraine's Orthodox Christians in his arrival speech and during this Mass. If we celebrate today according to the Roman tradition, John Paul said in Ukrainian, we hope to restore one day a situation of communion in which diversity of traditions poses no obstacle to unity in faith. The Pope also repeated and deepened a theme he has sounded in every meeting and public appearance he has held here, that there have been many victims of political oppression in Ukraine, and they deserve remembrance. Ukraine is drenched with the blood of martyrs, the Pope has noted, Catholics and other believers who were murdered by Stalinist secret police, and the Jews who were massacred during the Nazi occupation of Ukraine during World War II. Many of those who came to see John Paul are not Catholics. Alexander Resnick, a 26-year-old master's student in Kiev, identified himself as an Orthodox Christian, but was, he said, deeply moved by the Pope's presence in Ukraine. This is an event of great importance for Ukraine, Resnick said. We've never had anything like it. The Pope is not simply the leader of the Catholic Church. He's a great humanitarian and ahead of his time. Late yesterday, John Paul attended a gathering of all of Ukraine's churches, except the Orthodox branch, still loyal to the Russian Church. The Russian Orthodox leader, Patriarch Alexei II, had forbidden his loyalists from attending. Reverend Mark Morozovich, who represents Ukraine's Greek Catholics at the Vatican, said he could not understand Alexei's attitude.
If there's religious freedom in a country, why should somebody prevent a religious leader from speaking to another religious leader as part of an ecumenical dialogue group? I find that amazing that people even entertain this type of control. I mean, imagine the Pope telling Patriarch Alexei with whom he could meet. The outcry would ring around the world.
Today, the Pope stopped to pray at Babi Yar, a memorial in Kiev where more than 30,000 Jews and tens of thousands of other Ukrainians were murdered by the Nazis in 1941. He goes on to Lviv in western Ukraine, site of the worst Stalinist repression of Catholics in the 1930s and 40s. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kiev.